And so now I just invite you, as I share the screen again, just to sit back and take this into prayer and meditation. I really love that carol, O Come, Emmanuel. It's a song of courage, really. It's an invitation. I dare to invite the reality of the Christ in my life. I dare to embark upon a path in which the power and the beauty of the Christ that resides within me is set free. I dare to proclaim that I want to manifest it. I dare to tune off, shut down, close out all of the distracting, worthless, useless noise that stops that path to who and what I truly am from being walked. I disclaim any thoughts about myself which are anything other than joyful, which are anything other than loving. I put it aside. And in doing so, I go to the one place that I know that is safe, deep within my own heart. And I close the gap between my head and my heart by getting rid of all of the nonsense. I allow myself just to shut up and listen, to be, to feel, to know on the most intimate level possible the relationship that I have with Spirit that dwells deep within me. The relationship that I share with everybody, with all of creation. And I am moved to the most beautiful sense of awe. And a joy that resides within me, a joy that is permanent. And so I invite you now, just take some time. Just really allow yourself to be in the silence and just be and just listen. inhale softly, gently, gradually, as you're ready. You open your eyes. And may it symbolize how your eyes have been opened just by spending this time in prayer, just by spending this time affirming who you are, just in spending this time allowing yourself to hear that, yeah, Christmas is just around the corner. And it's right around the corner because it's about to be manifest in you. And for this time together this morning, to just to share and to be together and to pray together, to know and understand that each of us in our own unique way share so much. And in that sharing and in that knowing, we rejoice. And so it is. Amen.